MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Roswell Transit won't be asking riders for pay for seats on the bus today, which is also Election Day. The city's bus service waiving the fee to do its part to make sure getting to a polling place can be convenient for everyone. Today's bus schedule temporarily adds stops to polling places along the normal stops. People can board a city bus at any of the Main Street stops to reach one of the three polling places on or accessible from Main. Dial-A-Ride, which is the city's on-demand service, will be operating for those who want to board a bus and other stops or get to polling places not located on or accessible to Main. The polls open today, 7 a. to 7 p. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to fly above the Alamogordo like much of the Air Force Base? Well, you might just get that chance. Ex-airport manager Jim Talbert, who is one of three candidates running for city commission, occasionally teaches adults how to fly and offers to take children on flights on weekends. He has lived in Alamogordo for 36 years, most of that time spent working at the airport. He retired about 3 years ago. He flies cadets enrolled at the Alamogordo Composite Squadron and Civil Air Patrol and kids involved in the Young Eagles program. He said his passion for flight began at a young age, and he wants to share that with other youth and even adults that are interested in flying. Something to check out. Members of the Roswell Police Officers Association began negotiating in March with city officials to create a new work contract. The RPOA's current two-year agreement ends March 31st of next year. City officials have offered only a 1% cost of living adjustment, which is the raise most Roswell City employees received as of July 1, the start date of the 2023-24 fiscal year. Mediation between the city and RPOA has been postponed in the past couple of months as a meeting time convenient for all can be set. There's a large number of people at City Hall involved. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.